Pisces sun signs and Pisces rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for June 2019. And Pisces, in the month of May, you were moving through the King of Pentacles, and we spoke about this sense of you already are who you're becoming, this sense that all of the resources are already assembled around you, that you are doing the work, that it isn't some distant kind of end goal to become. The becomingness process even is kind of up for grabs, and to really settle into your inner connectivity with the reality that whatever you're doing right now, wherever you are, that is an inherent part of your mission, even if that feels like wildly crazy for the brain to think it, or you think that you don't have everything that you want. And so the card that is coming through for you in the month of June is an interesting extension of this work in many ways. It's the Nine of Cups. And traditionally in astrology, this card is ruled by the planet Jupiter in your sign, the sign of Pisces. And so Jupiter is an expander, it's an amplifier, it is a wide open space, a horizon, unbroken. And in your sign, this is really asking you to consider all of the ways in which wishing and hoping. In this card, we get the opportunity to look at kind of dreams and our incubation of what we might want to have like come further down the line. But to know that like that work is, yes, it's about the thing, it's about the object, or it's about whatever we're keeping in our consciousness as the dream life. And I'm not suggesting that you need to shut down your dream life at all. Not that you could as Pisces beings, because it's really, really strong and fierce and an inherent part of your being. But just to consider in the month of June that the energy of wishing, it almost like flowers out into the world in this like dust kind of firefly lit way where you don't even know where those wishes might be going. They may be going off into the landscape of your life to bring you back something completely unexpected that maybe doesn't even look like the original thing that you thought that you were hoping for, that there's a kind of work that wishes do that's just about the animation of the land around us. It's the animation of our own body, our own sense of deservedness to even be able to contain that element of fantasia, that there's a force in it that we don't even know the end game of that may move in a very non-linear way. And to really treat yourself in the month of June to all of the wishes, to all of the hopes, to all of the incubation of those kinds of dreams in a true dreamy state where you don't quite have to figure it out, or you don't have to necessarily linearly move toward the goal of getting the thing. It's like total mood boarding of the spirit just for the pure sensation of colliding and collaging and putting up on your wall or on your computer screen or wherever you use to kind of like mood board, even the kind of scrim of your, or the screen of your consciousness, that there's work that is happening through that process that is really unseen to you in this moment in the most delicious way. So taking the month of June to let the fantasy realm really run wild and to trust that there's something that's being developed that may come, it may return in a form to you that you didn't even expect, and that there's an incredible sense of sparkling potential in that process. And wishing you a really expansive month of June, and I will speak with you in July.